Week 5, talking with Tom, and today we're talking with Connor Hanifin, head coach of the Clarinda Cardinals. And Connor, two big wins here back-to-back after a disappointing loss to Clarinda, or to Shenandoah. What did you boys take out of that Clarinda thing that has propelled you now in these next last two?
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, the Shenandoah game was a disappointment for us. It was just one of those games that, you know, it's a rivalry game. You know, two great teams, good teams battling each other. They played good enough to win. We had some opportunities there for us to win. We didn't execute it. You know, one thing that we really talked about is how are we going to handle hardship? How are we going to handle failure? And that was the whole motto going into the week against Underwood was, if we get back to being us, we're going to be all right. Praxis got really cranked up that week. We started doing a lot more good on good. And I think that really propelled us into that Underwood game and helping us get prepared for that game, because that Underwood team was a very physical team, well coached. And I think our physicality throughout practice there that week helped us get into the second, third, and fourth quarters to where we kind of wore them out, and we scored a lot of points, and the guys started playing again. And, you know, last week we kept the same momentum and went into Sheraton with, you know, the Sheraton game wasn't our cleanest, and we know that, and we got to be cleaner going into this weekend's Van Meter.
Talk about your team makeup here, seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, and what have you got playing as far as seniors, juniors, and so on, and how that affects your leadership and your cohesiveness on the field?
Yeah, I think we have a really good dynamic of guys from seniors to sophomores to freshmen playing on a Friday night. You know, you look on the field, we got our senior class is a great class that's worked their butts off since seventh grade when we got here in the weight room, and they've really established themselves as leaders and good leaders. You know, you can have some bad leaders and good leaders. They're great leaders. And then you look at the junior class. We only have about seven of them out, but most of them help us out on Friday night. And then our sophomore class, you look on our roster on a Friday, there's a lot of sophomores out there running around and playing. They got some playing time last year with our injuries and stuff, so that really helped us going into this year. And, you know, our freshman classes came in and had to learn some things and learn what high school football is all about, but they've done a great job. And all this whole team together, you know, you can tell they enjoy being around each other. You know, when things aren't right, they get on each other, and it's not in a negative way, but they all respond to each other. And as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
Offensively, boys, just looking at your stats, you're really dynamic. You know, you've got about 1,000 yards rushing on the year team-wise so far in four games, and your quarterback's at a 56-57% clip, I believe, somewhere around there. So talk about some of those guys on offense that are really dynamic, and especially those hogs up front.
Yeah, you know, we've been very blessed here in the last couple of years since Coach Williams and I have been able to take over with some good old lines. You know, it started 2 years ago with that senior class, and last year we were pretty big and pretty athletic. And then this year we had some guys to replace, but we had a lot of guys, some seniors step up, move some different positions. Aiden Johnson being one of those, a kid that, you know, was playing JV last year, and this year just got developed his body and has done a great job at tackle. We moved Jordan from center to guard, moved the sophomore into center. Sam Klein last year had never played O-line before, and we were going into actually the Van Meter game. We had eight guys out, so we had to move him to guard, and so he got a lot better at that. And then we had a freshman starting at tackle last year, and now he's a sophomore. And so we felt like coming in we had some guys that could help us and with some experience, moving some guys around that done a great job. You know, and on the offensive end, we start with Noah Harris, obviously, a three-year starter at quarterback. Has really developed his craft over the last 2 years, 3 years, and you know he's a dynamic in the run game, dynamic in the passing game. Baylor Hash, as a sophomore running back, has came up and done a great job. You know, we haven't had Caleb Shane here the last couple of weeks, and we're really hoping to get him back this week, so we have a two-headed monster there. And then at receiver, we're really athletic and dynamic. You know, it's a receiving core full guys that have went to state track a year ago, can make plays with the ball in their hand. And I guess as the coach, it's my job to figure out how to get the ball in their hands.
Defensively, you've been able to keep people from scoring a whole lot on you. And that's the name of the game. If you can outscore the other team, you know, you're in good shape. So talk about your defense a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think that we have a lot of guys that have stepped up and done great things. You know, D-line was one that we lost a lot of guys from a year ago. And we've had some, again, a senior step up at DN that was playing JV a year ago. Didn't really sure what he was going to do, but he developed his body, stayed the course, and now he's helping us out. You know, we had some guys at nose last year that are pretty good, Mason Alley and Bryson Harris, who were just physical dudes. And Those are big pieces to replace, but we've got three or four guys that we rotate in that have done a great job. At linebacker, we got two sophomores in there and a senior with two outside guys. At the junior, playing his first year of high school football, and Ryan Wagner, who has done phenomenal for us, and then Christian Gross, who has moved positions, and then our corners with Rupe and Holly are experienced guys, started for 2 years, and then our safety, Nolan Wagner, is a sophomore. So, you know, we got a lot of guys that we can rotate in at different places, and, you know, I don't help Coach Williams in the defense all the time with my aggressiveness going on fourth downs and field position, but they've really stepped up and taken on that role and done a great job.
Well, now Friday night, you had 2 weeks ago, you had a test with Underwood. Now you're really going to get tested because you've got a team that beat Underwood, Van Meter. Underwood will tell you they had their chances in that game, and you beat Underwood, so you're right in the mix of things here with a team that's 3-1 in your district, just like you are.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt Van Meter, you know, every year in and year out, Coach Trudeau and that program's going to be solid. You know, you always are like, man, they're going to lose some guys going into next year. Then all of a sudden you look and like, geez, they replace guys with seniors. You know, that's how you know you have a program. And they do a great job. You know what you're going to get with them. They're going to come right at you in the run game. They're going to be physical up front. They got good explosive guys on the perimeter. And, you know, there's no doubt we were tested 2 weeks ago against Underwood. You know, we get down 21-0 against a top five ranked team in 1A. That's very explosive. And we just kept preaching, like, you know, it's our mistakes. It wasn't anything that we weren't prepared for. Our guys stayed the course, came back, won the football game, and it proved to our guys and to our program that we could compete with the best. And I think we really needed that going into this week.
Yeah, they're averaging 5.3 yards per carry and 14.8 yards per catch. Quarterbacks are on at a 62% rate. Your defense is going to have their eyes focused on this in this football game.
Absolutely. You know they're pretty well balanced from doing a lot of scouting. They like to roll that quarterback out to give them the option to run or pass. And, you know, we got to just do – I think this game is going to come down to establishing the line of scrimmage up front defensively and stopping the run. Like you said, they're averaging some yards per carry, and our job's got to be to slow that down. I think if we can keep them behind the chains, behind the sticks, it's going to give us a great, great chance to win the football game.
Yeah, a lot of coaches can cover that blackboard with a lot of X's and O's, like a physics guy doing his math. But, you know, it's a pretty simple game, really. It's called blocking and tackling.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I said this to our guys going into Underwood. When you have two teams that are pretty evenly matched, or you're going up against a great program and a great team, it's going to come down to the fundamentals of tackling, blocking, and who has less turnovers. And I think that's going to be the key going into Friday night too. If we can not turn the ball over, we can sustain blocks and tackle well, I think we're going to be in really good shape.
And you're going to establish the run.
Always. You got to establish the run first. You know, I think we've really set that tone here in Clarinda since Raj and I took over, and that's something that we pride ourselves on. But we're pretty blessed with some athletes right now on the perimeter, and we're definitely getting the ball out a little bit more than we have.
Connor, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you.